When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Jordan Harbinger here, and welcome to Minisode Monday. Happy to be here with you kicking off the week with something quick and actionable that you can implement right away that'll make you more magnetic and effective. Today, Charles Duhigg is back with us talking about the right way to create a to-do list. Charles, thanks for being with us. I gotta admit, creating a to-do list, it sounds really easy. What's going on here?
So when most of us write a to-do list, we literally use it as like an external memory aid, right? Like we just write down a bunch of the stuff that we want to get done so that you don't have to keep it in your head. You can just jot a bunch of notes. It turns out that that's actually the wrong way to write a to-do list, because what our brain does is our brain will automatically start looking for the easiest thing to do in order to give us a sense of completion, what's known as a cognitive need for closure. In fact, what we know is that about 15% of people, when they're writing a to-do list, they actually write at the top of the list something they have already done, because it feels so good to like sit down at your desk and cross that off right away, right? It feels like you're like it. But the problem is, if you're doing that, you're using a to-do list for what's known as mood repair, not for productivity. You're using your to-do list to make yourself feel better. So what's the right way to write a to-do list? Well, according to all the research, the right way to write a to-do list is at the top of your to-do list to write your most important goal, what's known as a stretch goal. Now, it might be the most important thing for today. It might be the most important thing for this week. It might be the most important thing for this year. But what you're trying to do is you're trying to use that to-do list to not serve as just a memory aid, but rather to force you to think about your priorities, so that when you're sitting at your desk and you're getting something done and you look down at your to-do list, you're reminding yourself, if I'm spending all my time emailing and my biggest goal for today is to write this memo, then I should turn off my email and I should start working on that memo. But then the next question becomes, okay, so if I write my stretch goal at the top of my list, what do I do next to actually not make it feel overwhelming, right? Because if my stretch goal is write that really hard memo or run a marathon, that's almost too big. What the research says is the right way to take that stretch goal and break it into a plan is to just use some method. And one of my favorite methods is this thing called SMART goals, where you take what you want to get done and you just make yourself really quickly jot down, okay, specifically what do I want to do? That's the S. How am I going to measure whether it's done or not? Is it achievable? Like, do I have all the resources around me? Is it realistic? Do I need to like shut the door or turn off my email so I don't get distracted? The T is for timing. How long should I set aside in order to get this done? It takes like 45 seconds to take a big goal and to find its SMART components, S-M-A-R-T. But if you do that within a minute, you have your top priority at the top of your to-do list, and underneath, you essentially have a plan of how to get started right away. That is the right way to write a to-do list, because you've identified the most important thing and you've told yourself how to start. And once you have that, it'll happen.
Charles, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great stuff for you to apply this week. Don't forget about the Art of Charm Challenge. It'll help you connect with others, create more productive personal and business relationships, and has step-by-step challenges to help you move forward. There's also a Facebook group with thousands of other AOC family taking the challenge as well. Of course, AJ and I are in there with the rest of the Art of Charm team, helping you all move through the challenges. Text CHARMED, that's C-H-A-R-M-E-D, to 33444 here in the USA, or go to theartofcharm.com/challenge and get rocking.
Hey, Art of Charm listeners, I'm excited to share a new podcast I've been absolutely binging. Winning is an everyday mindset, and Craig Robinson and John Calipari are here to help. On Ways to Win podcast, Craig and Coach Cal use their on-court wisdom to solve your off-court problems. Whether it's trouble at home or a workplace dilemma, the coaches will help you find a winning formula for success. You'll hear from prominent athletes, business leaders, and celebrities who reveal insights that made them into the leaders they are today. And don't miss President Obama sharing how he deals with pressure by projecting confidence, believing in your team, and taking criticism. Listen to Ways to Win wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the last 17 years, we have launched our fair share of online courses, coaching programs, and finding the right platform has always been a challenge.
They say if you do what you love, you never work a day in your life. But if you're an entrepreneur, you know the hard work that comes with it. That's why you need Kajabi. Kajabi makes it easy to run your entire online business from one platform so you can focus on what you love, creating.
Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable recurring revenue.
No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, thriving communities, personalized coaching, and more.
The best part? Kajabi doesn't cut into your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. So keep 100% of what you earn.
And with Kajabi, you also get robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates, all built in.
You don't even need a huge audience to make sustainable income. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making six and seven figures with less than 50,000 followers.
Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business if you go to kajabi.com/charm. That's KAJABI.com/charm.
Go to kajabi.com/charm and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion.